Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into 7 viral thumbnail concepts that are going to supercharge your click-through rates in 2026. Sounds interesting, right? Right? It's all about making those clicks happen. You could spend hours crafting the perfect video, but if your thumbnail isn't on point, no one's going to watch it. That's so true. I mean, it's like having a shiny car on the lot with peeling paint. No one's going to take that for a spin. Exactly. So let's kick things off by discussing why viral thumbnail concepts matter more than ever. Did you know that over 75% of YouTube views now happen on mobile devices? Wow, that's a staggering number. So what does that mean for thumbnail design? It means we have to rethink everything. If you're designing for a big desktop screen, you're missing the mark. Most viewers are scrolling on tiny 5-inch screens, and they need to get your message almost instantly. So it's not just about making it look good, it's about clarity and quick recognition, right? Exactly. If your design takes more than a split second to understand, you've lost them. The human brain processes only a few visual chunks at a time, so you have to keep it simple. That's a great point. So what are some core concepts we should focus on when creating thumbnails? You want to stick to the rule of 3. One face, one object, and one short piece of text. If you add more, it just turns into visual noise, and that's a no-go. Right. That makes sense. So if a background element doesn't add context, just get rid of it? Absolutely. Every element should serve a purpose. And here's a pro tip. Try the stamp test. Shrink your thumbnail down to the size of a postage stamp. If you can't tell what's happening right away, it needs some work. I love that idea. Speaking of impactful thumbnails, what do you think about the shocking reaction face concept? I've heard that can be a game changer. Alex, it really can. Faces elicit immediate emotional responses, which is powerful in a thumbnail. There's a great case study about a basketball video that illustrates this perfectly. Oh, what happened there? The creator initially used a wide-angle shot that made the basketball look tiny, so it barely got any views. Once they switched to a close-up of a shocked face with a bold basketball front and center, it skyrocketed to 40 million views. That's insane. So it's all about the emotional connection, right? Exactly. And if you look at channels like MrBeast, his growth was driven by using exaggerated expressions in his thumbnails. It creates an itch in the brain that just demands to be scratched with a click. I can see how that would work, but not everyone wants to use shock faces. What else can creators do? Good question. Before and after thumbnails can be very effective too. They give instant proof of transformation, which piques curiosity. Oh, I like that. It's like showing before and after pictures at the gym. But you also mentioned integrity-based hooks. What do you mean by that? Right, clickbait can give you a short-term boost in CTR, but if you mislead your audience, they won't stick around. You want to build trust. So, using honest visuals is the way to go? Exactly. You may start with a lower CTR, but your audience will engage longer, which pleases the algorithm. Makes perfect sense. And what about using numbers in thumbnails? I've seen people doing that a lot.
Yes!
Numbers catch attention because we naturally gravitate toward lists and specific data. A big $7,000 or $10,000 can create instant curiosity. Just make sure it's clear and easy to read. That's super helpful. Now, how do we actually create these thumbnails without being graphic design pros? Great point. AI tools are revolutionizing this space. They can handle tasks like background removal in seconds, freeing you up to focus on the creative aspects instead of technical details. That sounds amazing. So it's easier for creators to experiment with different concepts, right? Exactly. You can test out various ideas in minutes rather than hours. Plus, it really levels the playing field for smaller creators who can't hire big agencies. I like that. Now, once you create your thumbnails, how do you know if they're really effective? You need to test them. Systematic A-B testing can lead to massive improvements in your CTR, 15 to 25% in just 30 days. Jordan, that's a game changer. How does that work? You upload different versions of a thumbnail and see which one resonates more with your audience. The data will show you exactly what works. So let's summarize what we've talked about. Keep it simple with the rule of three, leverage emotional faces or transformations, and always test your designs. You got it. Consistency in branding also plays a big role. Pick a couple of fonts and colors and stick with them to build visual authority. Fantastic insights today, Alex. Thanks for breaking it all down. Anytime. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.